Audible Inc. presents Throwing Sheep in the Boardroom. Written by Matthew Fraser and Sumitra Dutta. Narrated by Ray Grover.
Forward. Imagine that you have been given the task of designing a new restaurant. The owner of the restaurant is willing to adopt a radical new concept and wants you to dream big. You're given a completely blank slate. Not just the look and the theme, but everything about the processes and business model are open to you to change as you wish. Maybe you think to yourself, this restaurant will be serving steak, and since it's serving steak, the customers will need to have access to knives. And one thing we know about people with knives is that they might stab people. Therefore, in order to make the restaurant safe, we'd better put a cage around every table in order to keep the customers from hurting each other. We chuckle at this idea because when designing a restaurant, it is patently absurd to think this way. Yes, of course, it is true that from time to time people go crazy and stab others in restaurants, but we have chosen, correctly so, not to make the threat of bad behavior the central element in the design of our social institutions. And yet, it is exactly this kind of erroneous and flawed thinking that so often seems to grip people's minds when they think about the design of software for social interactions. Rather than start with the default assumption that we all correctly have when we drive our cars or walk the streets or eat in restaurants, the default assumption that virtually everyone we meet means us no harm and is not going to hurt us, some web designers and their managers want to start social software projects with the premise that if everything isn't locked down under a very carefully designed permission-based model, if every piece of information is not tightly controlled, something dreadful is going to happen. But this simply is not true. Something horrific is not going to happen. As it turns out, most people are not lunatics or mean. Most people are reasonable and nice, and we should count on that and act accordingly. A few years after Jimmy founded Wikipedia and it was becoming successful, he was invited by a major media corporation to come and advise them about wikis inside the company. Executives had noticed that, unlike some of the top-down pseudo-revolutions that had flopped in knowledge management in the past, wikis were creeping steadily into the enterprise from the bottom up. Employees were finding wikis immensely useful and started installing them on departmental servers themselves. And this was apparently quite scary. In one meeting, someone from Human Resources suggested that if the employee handbook were placed in a wiki, perhaps someone might edit it to double the number of vacation days allowed. What could be done if that occurred? The answer is quite simple. If an employee pours coffee on a colleague in the lunchroom or participates in any number of other ridiculously unprofessional behaviors, he is reprimanded and told to stop it immediately or risk termination. But in reality, with properly designed social software, one doesn't need to forbid such activities because the inherent transparency and accountability built into the software makes it clear to people that such behavior would be quickly noticed, frowned upon, and censured. What makes Throwing Sheep in the Boardroom a timely business book is that the authors, Matthew Fraser and Sumitra Dutta, recognize the deeply embedded reluctance by some organizations to embrace Web 2.0. They explain why this cautionary approach must be tackled head-on in order to fully harness the benefits of collaborative environments encompassing information sharing and problem-solving, and wisely state that social interactions like financial transactions must be founded on some basic notion of mutual recognition and trust. What also makes this book appealing is that the authors take a very balanced and reasoned approach in their analysis. By neither underplaying the challenges faced by individuals and organizations participating in the online space, nor by being sensationalistically effusive about the positive social and collaborative opportunities offered,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?